The Sleepers in the Cave. Close your eyes, quiet your mind, and take some deep breaths. Every time you breathe out, you exhale a pearl-white mist that soon surrounds you, curling about you, and now gently lifting you off your seat so you feel yourself starting to float upward. Let the mist carry you in spirit to the ancient county of Somerset, which once was known as the Summerlands. This is where the mighty ones who made this country once walked her highways, forded her streams, and strode free as the wind upon her hills. Where myths and the people who made them never entirely disappear. It is a place where Arthur and his shining knights can still be seen riding out from the hollow hill of Cadbury on moonlit nights across the marshes to Glastonbury Tor. For all who lived to serve the light have laid their mark upon the land, and time shall not erase it. They have gone into Avalon, and we shall meet them there. See before you now a steep green hill whose lower slopes are covered with beech trees. Although the fortress that once crowned it has crumbled into dust and only banks and ditches remain, it is still called Cadbury Castle, for once it was a stronghold for the dwellers of this land some 7,000 years ago. And 1,500 years ago, it was the castle of King Arthur that has ever been known as Camelot. The path is deeply rutted, as if only yesterday the wooden horse-drawn carts trundled up with supplies and cavalcades of warriors rode out to battle. As you walk steadily up this track, avoiding the worst of the ruts and muddy patches, it seems that with every step you take, time slides away. And looking down at yourself, you see you are wearing the clothes of long ago. You sense you are but one of an ancient procession which for centuries untold has toiled up this path, returning home to Camelot. At last you emerge from the tree-lined path where a chill evening breeze whips your hair back from your face and stirs your inner senses into wakefulness. You see before you a long green ridge whose outline is strangely altered by deep ditches and high banks that were once the ramparts of the castle walls. Behind the ridge to the west, the setting sun has painted the sky with amethyst and crimson. To the north, across the Somerset levels, you see in the distance the dim but unmistakable pyramid shape of Glastonbury Tor. To the south, the gentle wooded hills of Wessex roll away to the sea. Above you, the seven stars of the Great Bear are becoming visible in the rapidly darkening sky, pouring down their celestial light. And you recall that this is the constellation known as Arthur's Wain, the king's chariot that circles through the midnight skies. Within the hill is set a pair of great iron gates. As you approach, you see a tall figure standing motionless before them. It is a lord of ancient years, shrouded in a dark cloak that sweeps the ground. In his gnarled hand, he bears an oaken staff. The staff is very long, and in the dim and wavering half-light gives the illusion of reaching up to the very stars themselves like a tall tree. Although he gives the appearance of great age, the bearded face of this lord is lit from within as if by a smouldering fire. He is looking directly at you with a steady gaze from piercing blue eyes. You're aware that you are being appraised and challenged as to your right of entry into this place. If he is satisfied that you are one who is willing to serve the greater circle of life, he touches the gates with the tip of his staff, and they open with a rumbling sound to reveal a dark cavern within the hill. Merlin, for of course it is he, leads you through the gates and speaks a word that causes a blue light to flare up from his staff. By the light, you see hundreds of armor-clad warriors asleep, each with a white steed lying by their side, all as silent as stone. As you gaze in wonder, the words of an old song seem to go whispering around the cavern, you know not from where. Ah, who among you will wake the sleepers? Who will blow the golden horn? Who will draw the flashing sword and dare to be reborn? Who among you will wake the sleepers? Who will face the wind and fire when you have unleashed the force of what you most desire? In the east, the dawn is breaking. The land cries out in pain. Who among you will wake the sleepers and let me live again? The song fades away with a sighing sound, and all is still once more, as the dust of the ages settles again around the cavern. Merlin leads you past the sleeping knights into a far chamber, where stands an oaken table bearing a gleaming golden horn and a silver sword in a leather sheath, whose forms seem to tremble in the flickering light of the wizard's staff. Merlin fixes you with an expectant gaze under bushy white brows and speaks. No, seeker, a choice lies before you. If you choose to blow the horn, your note will sound out through all the regions of Middle-earth to proclaim the presence of one who is willing to awaken from the sleep of the ages. By the utterance of this sacred sound, your life will resonate henceforth to a new and higher frequency, and many things may change. And if you choose also to draw the sword, you will set the compass of your life to a path that requires you to be pure in purpose, strong in will, and steadfast in spirit. Think carefully now and act only according to your heart's desire. Merlin's words pulsate around the chamber, then die away, and he speaks no more, but silently raises his staff aloft. From the tip of the staff streams a light, and the light turns into a silver bridge. You find yourself gliding over this bridge as it shoots up into the air in a great arc. It is the bridge to the future, your future. And as you cross the bridge of time, you see moving images of your future life, which show you what will happen should you choose to blow the horn, draw the sword, or leave them both untouched. You may also meet ones here who are the people of the future. Talk with them and find out what their lives are like. What are their needs? You are now one of their ancestors. Can you help them? After a while, you return to the cave of the sleepers. You are now ready to make your choice, to blow the horn, draw the sword, or do neither. Do what it is you need to do, and sense the results of your actions or non-actions resonating around the cave and rippling out through all the worlds. And now it is time to return. Merlin leads you back through the cavern of the sleeping knights, who may appear to have changed in some way. The great iron gates close behind you with a thundering crash. And when you turn again, Merlin is no longer there, and the green hillside is simply covered with grass. You make your way back to the path between the beech trees, and as you slowly descend, a pearly mist begins to curl around your legs, then covers you completely. You are aware that within the mist, you are floating back to your own place and your own time. When you are ready, open your eyes and come back to the room.